everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's Wrong with NXT. Yeah, I'll say it.
Another episode.
I'll say it. Hey, this is between you and us, okay? No one needs to know anything else. All right, we had to re-record. Anyways, but it was just like, we had to record for 5 minutes, then realized that my microphone wasn't working, so we fixed it. It's okay.
And we're back with another episode of the same episode? The same episode.
Yes. So, again, what's wrong with NXT? I don't have any problem saying that because for the second week in a row, we watched a long version of a long house show. That's what we watched. I'm Andrew Pizzano along with Josh Reese.
Yes.
Hi. You already know that already.
Yes.
But yeah, for the second week in a row, we watched a long house show where there was no storylines, no progression made. And then in the end, we watched another title fight that we've already seen.
It's why? Complete bullshit. Complete bullshit, Andrew Pizzano.
Why are we watching this again?
You know, it just doesn't make sense. And the part that is really annoying to me is, okay, so these are specials, right? They're two hours long. They're really fancy. They put audio on this fucking shit.
Uh-huh.
You have Tom Phillips and Corey Graves cut audio for it.
And they're not even there.
And they're not even there.
They make the mistake of showing the whole arena, and then you don't see their announce table because they're not there.
But I mean, that's not my biggest problem. My biggest problem is I want stories. I don't want to just watch guys fighting.
Right.
I want to be invested in this.
Yeah.
I want to know why the Revival are fighting Riddick Strong and what's the other fucking guy's name?
No. Riddick Moss.
Riddick Moss and
Tino Sabatelli.
I mean, what's the backstory? I mean, I don't know why they're fighting each other.
And weren't Riddick...
Why are TM61 and Johnny Gargano fighting?
And weren't Riddick Moss and Tino Sabatelli bad guys?
Yeah, now they're faces.
And now that they're fighting the Revival, they're faces.
Oh, and then later spoiler alert, we have two faces fighting each other.
Who?
Later on.
Okay, maybe. I don't see that. Oh, right. Yeah, I'm sorry. DIY and TM61.
Exactly. That made no sense.
Well, it's because NXT was in Australia. This is the Australia taping from like a month and a half ago, I think.
Aussie!
Yeah, I'm not finishing that. So
someone else out there who's in Australia.
But it was funny because like it's like they came to Australia and everyone in the people of Australia just came to see like all of their fellow Australians lose in their matches, pretty much.
You know what the sad part is? They didn't even use all the Australians they have.
Right.
Because of Peyton Royce.
Yeah, why didn't Peyton Royce accompany her to ringside?
Right? I kind of thought that, well, I guess we'll get to that when we get there. But
Yeah. So, all right. The first match we got Revival versus Riddick Moss and Tino Sabatelli. You know, we haven't seen Sabatelli or Moss in a long time. I think since I started watching NXT, I've only seen Sabatelli once.
At the Dusty Road Classic.
I think so twice then I think I've seen
it. I don't remember the first time.
Maybe it was.
I don't remember.
But he's not a good guy. He just looks like a douchey Italian guy. And I should know what they look like because I'm Italian. You know, so
are you douchey too?
No, I just know what douchey Italians look like.
Okay.
Yes.
I gotcha.
Am I a douche, Josh?
I think you're swell.
Oh, thanks.
I think you're swell.
Thanks, I appreciate that.
No problem. Douche.
What?
Nothing.
Anyways, so the top guys win the match, obviously.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know what else to say about this.
Other than it made no sense again.
It made no sense.
And there's only like what, four fights on this card, four matches on this card, and it lasted
five.
2 hours, five?
Yeah.
Okay.
An hour and 47 minutes.
Yeah, this lasted longer than it needed to be, and there were really, I don't even think, very many notable spots.
I think no, was, not
it
really.
It was just a meh, just a meh fight.
Right.
A meh match.
Right.
Yeah.
So, it's funny how they build Sabatelli, though. Like, he's never on TV, but when he is, Corey Graves is like, oh, my God, he played in the National Football League. He was a safety. He's 6'3", and he's a millionaire.
Right?
This guy's amazing. Well, why is he never on the show, then, if he's so great?
I can't wait for him to get to the main roster, and that's all they talk about every week.
He
played in the NFL.
He's never getting to the main roster.
I don't know.
He can't even get on NXT television.
Maybe.
I mean, this is a house show. That's why he was on. Dusty Rhodes Classic was just because they needed guys to be in the fucking tournament.
That's true. That's very true.
Yeah. He's not getting on TV. So, I mean, he's not, you know, he's nothing special, so I don't really care. It's not like I, like, want to see him.
No,
you know?
They did nothing special in that match. I mean, there was a couple athletic moves, but yeah. I mean, I feel like anybody could do the moves that they did.
Really? You could do all those moves?
Any wrestler.
Oh, okay.
Any wrestler.
Fair enough. So next up we have Elias Sampson with Bobby Roode. Elias Sampson has no business teaming up with Bobby Roode.
Well.
No business. He does not deserve it. I don't know why that's happening.
I did love the chant. You're a wanker.
Yes.
You're a wanker.
By the way, I mean, Australia went apeshit for Roode. As soon as his music hit,
they
went nuts.
I wrote it down. I go, Bobby is the biggest thing in the world.
In Australia,
the world.
At least. I mean, that was a huge ovation. That
international
was
international superstar.
That was crazy.
I think if Joe heard that chant, because you know Joe is not a real big believer in Bobby Roode, I think that he would be a believer.
What do you mean?
Hasn't he been like, no, I don't think Bobby's that big of a talent.
When has he said that?
I remember saying that on one of these podcasts.
When did Joe say he said it on NXT?
No, not
or
NXT.
In some interview.
I remember him saying it on one of the main podcasts.
No, I never. No,
the main roster podcast.
No.
I remember that.
No, we said in news that Samoa Joe says Bobby Roode sucks.
No, not that Joe. Your brother Joe.
Oh, Joe. Oh. I thought you were talking about Samoa Joe. This is the NXT recap.
I know. I was.
Joe doesn't exist in this world.
Ay, Dios mio. Okay, whatever.
Well, Joe was on an NXT recap once.
He was once. Where were we?
So Joe said Roode's not all that.
Yeah.
He never watched NXT.
I know. And that's what I'm saying. If he had heard the chants from an Australian. From people in Australia, I think he would start to believe that Joe is this big. That
oh no, yeah,
he
Joe
just
said
sins everywhere.
Joe said Roode's not big enough to like win the Rumble.
Yeah,
and I was like, I think he is.
Yeah,
I really think you know. But again, yeah, Joe hasn't heard all the chants and how. Yeah, I mean, yeah. So you're right there. Yeah.
Yes.
I just got confused.
It took
I thought you were talking about like Samoa Joe said in an interview, like, yeah, fuck Bobby Roode. What? Why would he do that? They worked together in TNA. I mean, maybe they hated each other. I don't know, but.
Maybe, who knows?
Are you starting rumors?
Oh.
Is that what you're doing, Josh?
So.
You're starting your own rumors?
I do have sources. I have high up sources.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of, where are these sources coming from, player? Are these good sources?
I'm not speculating anything.
Are these sources
I'm
running
not
for mayor?
Where any of my
are they coming for you?
He actually said that. When he was saying his mayoral race.
Really?
Stuff. Yes.
How did he? But what did he say?
I'm
like
for you?
He said, "I'm coming for you."
I can't remember.
Houston or something.
I'm coming for you.
God. Like he knew what he was doing when he did that.
Oh, yeah, he knew it.
That's. Oh my God. It'd be great if he just said the whole line.
No.
Like, hey, Houston, we coming for you. Just said the whole thing.
No.
I mean, it would be hilarious. Come on, let's be honest.
Would be hilarious.
I'd vote for him. I was like, you got balls. Like, seriously, I'm like, damn, you got some balls. I'm voting for you.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Maybe that's how Trump won.
Maybe.
Although the reason why Trump won is because, like, internet trolls are so popular now, and that's what Trump was. He's an internet troll.
Yeah.
And a media troll and just a troll in general.
That's true.
And he won that way. So, back to the match. Dillinger pins Sampson after hitting the tiebreaker. So he gets the win. Dillinger gets the win.
Another meh match. But
yeah.
I enjoyed seeing Bobby out there. And people,
right.
You know, people go ape shit for Bobby Roode.
Yeah.
People went ape shit for Ty Dillinger, too.
Yeah, they did. And the whole night, they're chanting 10. Like, wrong match, dummy.
Please retire that. I know. Everyone does it now, and it drives me up a wall.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I can't stand
it. It's annoying.
It is annoying.
So...
To be honest, sometimes I forget what number they're on. Like when they're counting someone out, and they just keep on chanting 10. Like fuck,
I think that's the point. I think WWE actually likes that because they fuck up those counts so much that
maybe.
Like now we can't. Now we don't even know what number the ref's supposed to be on. Like that. What was that match? Oh, the Sasha Banks Charlotte match from like last month,
yeah,
where the ref
right.
was like at 7 and then he went back to 5. I was like, what the fuck was that?
Right. If only the
7.
If only the 10 chants were there at that time.
The ref's like 7. 5 What?
No.
And then he literally, and then he was like, 7, 8, 9, 10, ring the bell. Like he just like, and he, what? Why are you counting so fast all of a sudden? It was weird.
They make their own rules up. I've come to learn this. They make their own rules up.
Oh, for sure they do, yes. So next up we have Liv Morgan versus Billie Kay versus Ember Moon. And is it weird for me to say that this was the best match? Because they actually made the most of their match. Like, there were some interesting spots.
Yeah.
Like, when Liv Morgan was pinning both of them, like, she was pinning one, and then they threw her on the other one, and then she was pinning that one, and then going back and forth. Liv Morgan was really good in this match.
She was good.
Like, she did more stuff than Ember Moon, surprisingly.
Yeah, definitely it was Liv Morgan, Ember Moon, and then Billie Kay.
Like, Billie Kay flipped her out of the ring, and then she, like, hit her back on the apron, like, that...
Oh, yeah, that was
that obviously hurt for real. That, like...
You saw the ref go down there and check her.
Yeah, because like, that happened to Shawn Michaels when he had to, like, retire.
Oh, shit.
Like, he was fighting The Undertaker in a casket match, and something like that happened. Like, I mean a spot, like, similar to that, where his back hit the apron.
Oh, man.
And then he had back issues for a long time, and so, yeah.
No, don't say that. Don't say she's going to have back issues.
Well, hopefully not.
Hopefully not. But yeah, that looked
but again,
like
she, like, Liv Morgan,
hurt.
Again, proved in this match, like, this was the best match I've seen her in, but... She's really good in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, for...
The crowd likes her, too.
She's really good in the ring. Like, she's better than half of what they have on the main roster.
She is much better than the 10-second beating she deserved against Asuka.
Right.
Much better.
She's better wrestler than Billie Kay and Peyton Royce.
Yeah.
And she's still... It's not like she's ugly. She's very cute. Like...
But she's from New Jersey.
Oh, okay. Okay, Corey Graves. Oh, yeah, I had to burn all my clothes when I went to New Jersey.
Is that her entire gimmick? Is that she's from
I think
New
it's
Jersey?
Corey Graves' entire gimmick is like, fuck New Jersey. I think they just made her from New Jersey just so Corey Graves could shit on her.
Maybe.
I don't know.
It is weird. But no, it was a really good match. It was fun.
She was good.
It was definitely fun.
I will say this. I don't think that Liv Morgan should be kicking out of a powerbomb.
No.
It's fun. She can't kick out of a big boot, but she kicks out of a power bomb. Come on, let's have some continuity here. That makes no sense.
Well, what is Morgan's finisher? I can't remember.
Oh, I don't know. Have we seen her win? Does she have a finisher?
That might be true.
What is her finisher?
I don't remember.
Is it like a DDT? Is it
a
submission?
Think it's a DDT. It's not a submission. I don't know. Good question.
Yeah. But yeah, we haven't seen it in a long time, if ever, because she never fucking wins.
Tweet in if you know what the finisher is.
I'm going to type Liv Morgan's finisher.
But another thing I kind of noticed in this match, I've never really noticed it before,
yeah.
But Ember Moon is fucking short.
Yeah,
she is so short.
Yeah.
Like maybe what, like 5'2", 5'3", if that?
Yeah, sure. Well, so is Liv Morgan, right? I mean,
she was taller than her, noticeably.
Yeah. Hmm.
Billie Kay, of course, was the giant among them, but I don't know. It just looked odd how short she was, and it just made me think of like how many moves that she can do, because she's pretty fucking athletic for how short she is.
Okay, so Liv Morgan won a match in September, and hold on. Oh, was that batch? Was that or batch? Was that botch? Yeah, it was a botch, but it's like a reverse. It's Rich Swann's finisher. It's a backward roundhouse kick.
You know what? I actually might like Corey Graves and Tom Phillips more if they sounded like that.
Yeah, it was weird.
Oh, Jesus.
What the fuck was that?
I was laughing too much.
So yeah, she should get a new finisher then. Although I guess it doesn't matter since she hasn't used one since September.
Since she hasn't won,
God.
It really doesn't matter.
Ty Dillinger wants to fucking quit. She should quit. She loses so much. But at least she doesn't lose in this match. Ember Moon wins after hitting the top rope stunner on Billie Kay.
Yeah.
So.
Which is fine. Meh. That's fine.
That's very fun.
But okay, so going back to what I thought earlier, I thought that Peyton Royce was going to come out and distract. Because there's no DQs in this match.
No DQs.
I was very shocked that she did not come out, since they're best friends.
Right. And lovers, I think. Aren't they lovers? Didn't
they
we confirm that?
Leslie and lovers.
They touch each other like they're banging.
They do. They do like to intimate. Intimate? Intimate?
Intimate?
What am I?
They like to be intimate?
No. What is the word I'm thinking of? They like to...
Fuck?
No.
Scissor?
No. They could. No, they like to, like, the WWE likes to prolong that, you know, maybe they will, maybe they won't.
Ooh, yeah.
They touch so much. What word am I thinking of? Intimate?
Touchy-feely?
No.
They're touchy-feely with each other?
It's going to bug me. I'm just going to randomly say it when I remember it.
Intimate. I don't think it's not intimate.
It's not intimate. So I've had this problem before, like when I'm trying to use that word, and it's this word I've tried to use over and over again.
Uh-huh.
Like when I try to use it in a story, and I can't remember how to use it.
Yeah.
When I think of it.
Okay.
So well, just randomly when we're talking in the podcast, I'll shout it out.
I want to bet money right now. I'd like to bet like $10 that you don't remember it by the time the podcast is over.
No! Okay.
You want to bet $10?
Oh, this is pressure. This is pressure now.
Okay.
Okay. I don't remember.
All right.
Oh, I remember now. I was trying to say apples and cheese.
No, you weren't. Shut the fuck up. Intimate. Oh, right. Apples and cheese. Yeah, that's totally the same.
Fuck.
I think I know the word now, but I'm not going
to
say it.
Oh, okay. Well, you have to say it at the end of the podcast, and I'll let you know if that's what I'm thinking of.
Okay.
And maybe I can think of it before then. Not right.
Anyways, so next up we have DIY facing off TM61 for the NXT tag titles.
For some reason.
Because that's going to change hands, obviously. And DIY retains. Was there anything that stood out to you in this match?
Yes. The one thing that I thought was kind of interesting, and it's the move that I like, is... it's not in this match. It was in the match before, right?
What?
The backbreaker, the powerbomb backbreaker, was it in this match or in a different match?
I think it was this one, right?
Maybe it was.
And... The match before, what are you talking about, Billy Kay?
No.
The other tag team match?
Yeah, the other tag team
Or the other
match.
Tag team match?
Oh, shit. There were a lot of tag team matches in this, weren't there?
Yeah, three.
Yeah, fuck.
Three out of five.
Interesting.
There's only one-on-one match, and that was the last match that we already saw.
Yeah, I have no reason talking about that.
Yeah.
But no, for a DIY match, this was not as interesting as I would have liked.
Yeah.
And TM61 is pretty entertaining, too. I don't know why this match wasn't better. I don't really understand it.
I don't know.
Because we've seen them all. We've seen them both, and they're pretty good wrestlers.
Uh-huh.
But just together, that wasn't a very good match.
It also suffers because, like, these two teams don't have any heat with each other.
No,
there's no reason why.
No story.
Like, the only reason TM61 got a quote-unquote title match is because they're in Australia.
Yeah,
you know?
Ozzy.
Uh-huh. So that was it. And then after the match, they go and they all hug each other. Like,
yeah,
we all love each other.
Yeah, and the in-ring slapping of the hands is pretty annoying.
I thought for a second DIY was just going to give them the titles. Like, here you go. You can pose with the titles since you'll never get them. You deserve it. Hey, you guys will be the champions, you know, when everyone else leaves.
Or when they start in Australia only.
Yeah. Like, DIY has to leave. The Revival has to leave. The Authors of Pain have to leave.
Oh, Lord, yes.
You know, for TM61 to get the titles. And then there has to be no other tag teams. Like, the Bollywood Boys would have to leave. Before.
Tino Sabatelli
Bollywood Boys.
Riddick Strong.
It's the stupidest shit
no,
ever.
No, it's not Tino Sabatelli and Riddick Strong. Tino Sabatelli and Riddick Moss.
Riddick Moss, yeah.
Ah, Jesus.
Yeah. So, well, that's because it's a shitty name. Riddick Moss? That doesn't sound cool.
No.
Tino Sabatelli, he just sounds like he's a, like the mob boss's, yeah, like, you know, just one of his henchmen, just one of his guys. Hey, Tino, go hit this guy. So, yeah, after that, we got Nakamura and Samoa Joe for the NXT title. But, of course, we already saw it, so we know what happens. He does, like, what, 8 Kinshasas at the end? All right, it was 3, but still, that's a lot.
It felt like a lot.
It did. We didn't need 3.
Well, maybe this is where the extended cut came in. Maybe he did actually do 8.
Well, I still watched the end. It was the same thing.
It was the same thing.
I didn't watch the match. I just watched the last 30 seconds where he hits like 3 of them.
Oh, to make sure they didn't flip it on you? Maybe he did win it back.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they did 2 endings. Oh, my God. The deleted scene. Which one's real? You better watch NXT next week to find out.
Right.
So. But all right. again, this is awards is stupid for this, but who would you have for worst dressed?
Worst dressed. I would have, Liv Morgan, I guess.
Come on, man, really?
I don't really.
Why
like
do you
her.
Hate her so much?
I don't hate her. Well, she's from New Jersey.
Okay, stop it with that stupid shit.
No, she wears weird pants. Like, they've got holes in them in weird places and stuff like that. Can't she just wear regular clothes? I don't know. It's like I said, there were few and far between to pick here.
Really?
Really. Who's yours, Andrew?
I just can't believe, like, I had, like, Elias Sampson. He sucks.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he does suck.
And my best dress was Liv Morgan, so fuck you. I think she's.
And my best dress is Elias Sampson.
She's attractive.
Yeah, she's attractive, but I waited as she could be more attractive in better clothes. I want her to take this award and to better herself.
Nikki Bella wears a hat and stuff. What's wrong with that?
Well, Nikki Bella's also like 15 times hotter.
No, she's not.
Oh, yes, my friend.
No.
Oh, yes. Nikki Bella is like 500 million times hotter than Liv Morgan.
Liv Morgan has a cuter face.
No. We can.
Who's hotter, Nia Jax or Liv Morgan?
Oh, Nia Jax.
Definitely. And that's why you're wrong in every other conversation.
What? No, be serious. You saw that picture that we were tagged in together.
Yeah, that was awful.
What? She was amazing.
Oh, my God,
dude. Drop dead sexy.
No.
Yes.
No.
100 times better than Liv Morgan.
No.
You're so wrong.
No.
So wrong.
Bigger than me. That's not attractive to me. I don't want to like.
The face and the body.
I don't want to have sex with like a chick that's like bigger than me. That's crazy.
It's not that bad, Andrew. You get the legs that wrap around you. It's pretty good.
And then they crush you. Yeah. All right. So who is your best dressed?
It is a nice squeeze. Best dress, Bobby Morgan. What?
Bobby Morgan. All right. That's a 10-second mute. Now, you know what? That should be like a 30-second mute. Holy crap. Bobby Morgan. If there ever was a Freudian slip, that was it, my friends.
That's awful.
Bobby Morgan.
Bobby Roode.
Bobby Morgan.
Roode. There we go.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
You sure it wasn't Liv Roode?
That's awful.
Wow.
We were just talking about her.
It seems like to me you actually like Liv Morgan. I don't know.
Thank God I didn't say Bobby Jax.
Wow. Bobby. Braun Jax, Nia Strowman. Nia Strowman. That should be her name. Oh, Jesus.
I hope that rumor isn't true, by the way.
What, that they're banging?
Yeah, that would be awful.
Really?
That would break my heart.
Mm-hmm. Worst part of the show?
Stretch her out.
Worst part of the show was the watching the same fucking the rematch.
Well, I didn't watch that, so I guess it wasn't that much worst part of the show. Worst part of the show for me was the pointless DIY and TM61 match. I thought that was pretty dumb.
Yeah. Yeah. I had Nakamura versus Joe. And favorite part was Bobby Roode.
Favorite part was Bobby Roode, mainly because Elias Sampson was starting to sing.
What, who?
Elias Sampson.
Stampson?
Stampson.
Samson.
Samson. That's
Samson.
What I said.
No, you said Stampson.
Elias Sampson was starting to sing, and then Bobby Roode's music cut him off.
Wait, are you talking about Ty Sampson?
Shut up.
Or Elias Dillinger? Is that who you meant?
I'm horrible with names. Horrible with names.
What's my name?
Joe Pisano?
Yeah. That's it.
Eric Pisano.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Andrew Hamilton. That's it. I'll take his last name if we get married.
That's a strong last name.
Do you have any news or rumors? I don't.
I do have some news. Oh, I actually have three bits of news.
Oh.
Almost
three,
enough for a song.
Three bits of news?
If we had a song, but we don't have any songs in this podcast.
No, we don't have a... No.
We should have songs!
We have one song at the beginning of the show.
And it should last the whole entire podcast. That's how great that music is, by the way.
That would make people eventually hate it.
I think it would make people endear it more. Endear? Was that the word I'm looking for?
No.
No.
No, it was not.
I don't think it was.
No.
Yeah, that wasn't it. Okay. So we talked about Tommy End last week, remember? and how he's
oh, that's right. Yeah, we do have news. I forgot.
Well,
right, Cassius Ohno.
Well, I didn't get that
or
one.
Or Chris Hero's back.
I didn't get that one.
Yeah,
go
Chris Hero's back.
Whoever that is.
Yay! Well, he used to be in NXT.
Oh, okay.
And in CM Punk's like all tell all podcast, he wanted Chris Hero to be the third member of the Shield. But instead they made Roman Reigns the third member of the Shield.
Oh. Supplanting Roman Reigns?
But Chris But Chris Hero was he's an indie guy, and a lot of indie fans like him. But he's back, and like they already did like an NXT taping for like I think a couple weeks from now where he like confronts Nakamura.
Interesting. Oh, wait.
Well, it's just his return, and he just like kinda like he just gets in the ring and like stares down Nakamura and then leaves.
So. Well, I wonder if this has belt implications or not.
See, I would think
hope
so.
Not.
But like Samoa Joe did that with Kevin Owens, and then they never fought. Remember?
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, we can hope. We can hope it doesn't, because we know where we want the belt.
Right.
To
so
go.
I'm sorry for interrupting you, but
no,
go,
no, no,
so go
fine.
Ahead.
Tommy End. So we talked about him last week. Apparently, they debuted him at a house show, and they debuted his name. Would you like one guess at what his name is?
Tommy Ending?
No.
No, I don't know.
Aleister Black.
How would I guess that, Josh?
I don't know. I just want to play a game with you, Andrew. Why can't we play games?
Well, then you
anymore?
Give me... No, then you should have given me, like, four choices. You should have come up with three names, and then the real one, and then multiple choice.
Okay, rewind. Okay, so so I'm going to give you three choices.
Okay.
Fine. And I didn't put this one up there, but apparently, Brennan Williams, the ex-Texan.
Yeah.
He on his Instagram, he debuted, I guess, what his ring attire is going to look like.
For NXT.
Yeah. And he actually looks pretty badass.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I know it's just a picture. So people, if you want to check it out, you can go to his own Instagram, and he has a picture up there.
Cool.
And then another piece of news. It's not necessarily NXT related, but kind of.
All right.
Apparently, the WWE is going to start offering downloadable content in 2017.
What does that mean?
Like from the network, how you can play it offline instead of being connected to the network.
Oh, so if you have the network, you could download a video, so you don't have to stream it.
Yeah. So, like, if you wanted to watch a match, like on a plane or something like that. Yeah. You know.
Oh, okay.
So that,
well, that's cool.
I don't know. It's not confirmed. It's a rumor.
That's cool. Yeah, yeah. That'd be fine.
I think that would be kind of
because then, like, I could like record or I could download NXT, and then like watch it, you know, wherever.
Yeah, just throughout the week or something like that. Or like if you're on a plane, you want to watch a pay per view.
Yeah,
I think it's smart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you already bought the subscription. Why can't you, you know, just download it? Because you see a lot of companies doing that. Like Pandora is starting to do that now, where you can download music and, you know, have it available to you offline. I think it's just a smart choice for companies to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's all the news I have.
All right. What
lengthy
time is
news
it
section this week, Andrew.
Yeah, right? Better than usual. We needed it this week. It's still going to, I think overall, it's still going to be a shorter podcast, but that's okay. Let's get to some fan questions, though.
Fan questions.
So Ron Johnson asks, when will you make your WWE Network debut like all those other podcast hosts? Yeah, so I don't think that's going to happen because the other people that get on the network, the radio hosts, like they all kiss WWE's ass. So yeah, nice try though, Ron Johnson. That would be cool, but it's not going to happen.
Would we be heels or faces on the network?
Oh, for heels, for sure. In heels, WWE's heels. Eyes, because they're shitting on the product?
Mm.
For sure.
Well, if Corey Graves can be on there, why can't we be on there?
He doesn't shit on the product.
No, he just shits on the people.
Yeah, he shits on the heels. I mean, the faces.
Well,
he does shit on Elias Samson for some reason. I don't understand that.
We'll have to adjust. If we do make it on the network, you know, we'll stop shitting on the product so much. We'll just start focusing all our hate on people.
On people. Okay.
That's right.
Nick Wyman, Super Bowl predictions? Nick said the Seahawks and Patriots in August, so he's sticking with that. What did I say? Did I say, like, Patriots-Cowboys originally?
I don't remember. That's probably something we should have.
I hope the Chiefs eventually. I hope the Chiefs win next week so they can play the Patriots, because the Patriots will probably fucking win too. And I, you know, I think if anyone can knock off the Patriots, it's the Chiefs.
I think
so. If you're letting me change it, I'll say like Chiefs Cowboys.
I think we're destined to see a Patriots Cowboys Super Bowl.
Really?
While I would love to see a Texans Cowboys Super Bowl, I know that's unrealistic. But I think the Cowboys.
Yeah, but would you want to see it this year? It wouldn't be a good game because the Texans suck.
Well, I mean, how many other chances would you be able to watch a Texans Super Bowl inside their own arena? I just think that's a unique thing that, you know, should be accomplished at some point in history. It's never been done in NFL history.
No.
Why not this year? Why is this year?
The Texans aren't good enough. That's why.
I don't know. I like Heel Brock. I think Heel Brock could win a couple playoff games.
Oh, so do I. Like when he was being a little cocky, and I was like, "Yeah, that's what you need, fucker."
Right?
Because the rest of you're just a little baby, and you like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, you need some of that confidence.
Did you see the picture of Heel Brock?
No.
Oh, I gotta find it. Well, he actually does look like a heel.
Someone took like a picture at the right time?
No, in his post conference.
Oh, really?
Post press conference.
Yeah.
He actually looked like a bad guy.
Oh, cool.
He went from his happy go lucky, clean shaven, you know, happy self. Let me see this picture. Seth tweeted the other day.
So he had some stubble or something? The other day. It was fucking yesterday.
The other day.
Hold on.
Oh, this will be easy to. Damn, Seth tweets a lot. Here you go. This is Heel Brock.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't he look like a little bit like a heel?
Uh-huh. Oh, Seth Payne said Dark Brock because he's not a wrestling fan.
No.
Yeah, Heel Brock is better.
He's like Jericho with a scarf.
Yeah, that's so. I don't know. It looks more like douchier Brock. I don't know. Like, it's like he was already a douche. Now he's just douchier. I don't know.
But if I have to gun to my head and somebody's going to the Super Bowl, I would say it's Patriots and the Cowboys.
But see, there's never been a rookie quarterback that played in a Super Bowl before. So you're saying this will be the first one? I mean, I also picked the Cowboys, yeah. But yeah, so I'm skeptical just because of that. Because usually history has a way of like keeping stuff the same. Like rookie quarterbacks don't play in Super Bowls. That's just the thing. Now, Peyton Manning last year became the first quarterback to win a Super Bowl with two different teams. That was the first time it's ever happened. Mm-hmm. So it can happen. So maybe this will be the first time.
Maybe.
But I think the Seahawks could upset people. I mean, they played amazing. They did beat the Lions.
Now
they played really well yesterday.
As a Jets fan, would you be pissed if the Giants made it, or are you rooting for the Giants to make it?
No, I'm not rooting for the Giants to make it, no.
So if they made it and won it, would you be pissed because you are a Jets fan?
I wouldn't be pissed, no.
So there's no like New York pride. New York pride.
No.
No.
No. In fact, like when the Giants played the Patriots in both Super Bowls, I was heavily rooting for the Giants, obviously, just because I was rooting against the Patriots.
Yes.
So like, yeah, when it comes down to Giants-Patriots, I'm obviously going to root for the other team. No matter who's playing the Patriots, I'm always going to root for that team.
But if it was Giants and Chiefs, then you would probably root for
the Chiefs. Yeah. Well, I also have one of my best friends, the Chiefs fan, so I'll root for the Chiefs for him. But if it was like Giants-Steelers...
Giants-Dolphins.
Giants. I hate the Dolphins. They're the fucking AFC
East. Oh, Jesus.
East. Okay. Well, what? If it was Texans-Giants, then Texans.
Go. Okay.
If it was Steelers-Giants, Giants. I hate the Steelers. Who else? Dolphins.
You have just a lot of random hate out there.
No. It's my team's rival, you dummy. Would you root for the Mavericks or the Warriors?
I guess the Mavericks.
Okay, the Spurs or the Cavs.
I can't root for the Spurs.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, that's my point.
Okay.
You have that. I have it with a lot of NFL teams because they all beat the Jets, so.
That's sad. And
no, I mean the Chiefs beat the Jets. The Chiefs beat the Jets. No, it just depends. Like, come on. Everyone hates the fucking Steelers. If you're not a Steelers fan, you like the Steelers? No.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hate
their quarterback's a rapist. How could you be a
alleged,
fan of the Steelers?
Alleged rapist.
He's a rapist.
Alleged.
He's a rapist.
Don't get us sued. I'm not a part of this podcast.
He's a rapist.
Alleged rape. Josh Reese says he's an alleged rapist.
Okay.
Alleged.
Alleged rapist.
I also don't like Legos.
Or I'll do the Jim Rome thing. Oh, he's definitely a rapist. Allegedly. That's what Rome does.
I also don't like Lego Man.
Lego
Antonio
Man?
Antonio Brown. I mean, I love him. But I mean, I.
But are you in love with him?
No, I just hate that fucking hairstyle. He looks like a Lego block.
So I saw like a teenager yesterday that.
No, don't tell me that hairstyle's
Odell Beckham hair.
What is Odell Beckham hair?
You know, the blonde hair.
Oh, that's fine.
No, it's stupid.
What?
Like,
oh, my God.
Me and my friends walked by him, and I was like, oh, my God, it's Odell. What is he doing here? He has a game tomorrow. And I just, as we were like, we were in the movie theater, and I like, as we left, I was like, Odell, what are you doing? And like, as we left.
Did he look back?
No.
No.
He didn't.
He must get that lot.
He must, yeah. I mean, come on. He looked just like Odell.
Are you trying to say all black people with blonde tips look like Odell Beckham?
Well, yeah. I mean, he did. No, but no, he really did. I mean, he had the Odell hair. That's why I said it.
Interesting.
You know? So.
I get my hair cut like Cristiano Ronaldo. Does that mean I look like Cristiano Ronaldo? No. But we're both brown. And we both have the same hairstyle.
Yeah, but you... You hate your Hispanic heritage.
I do.
Jesus.
Yeah.
You didn't even fight me on that.
No.
Why do you hate it so much?
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
White is right? Is that how you feel?
White power, baby.
Uh-huh. You wish you looked more white?
I do.
You wish you looked like me, Josh? Is
you
that
know,
it?
It's weird. My name is Josh Reese.
So fucked
that is
up.
The whitest damn name on earth.
Yeah.
I just, you know what?
I'm, people think you came here and changed your name. People think you crossed the border and then was like,
I do.
Oh,
I do that all the
mi
time.
Amigo, I want to be Josh Reese.
It's,
yes.
It is so awful. I mean, like when I was in school, people thought my last name was Reyes instead of Reese. Like, no, it's Reese. And like, no, but you're Hispanic. And I'm like, yeah, I know I'm Hispanic, but my dad's white. They don't understand that just because my dad's white, I don't look white. I just have dominant brown genes.
You don't even look 1% white.
No, I look like a brown motherfucker. It's all
brown motherfucker. Why do you hate your Hispanic hair? You're so fuck. That's messed
because
up.
Because I'm like I'm mostly.
You should be
white.
Proud.
I'm mostly.
You're
white.
Not mostly white.
I'm mostly white.
No, you're not.
75% of my body is white.
What?
Yes.
How?
Well, I'm at like my heritage.
Your dad's all white, right?
My dad's all white,
and your mom is all Hispanic.
My mom's pretty much like a halfsies.
She's half white.
Well. She's
oh,
all.
God, this
but
guy doesn't even know what he is.
It's okay. Well, it's more like 74%.
What? You make no sense. You make no sense.
My mom's grandpa was white.
Okay, Josh.
And then he married a Hispanic lady, and then they had. And then my mom's God. Two. You know, it gets confusing. I don't want to get into this right now,
gosh.
Andrew.
Gosh,
I'm as white as you are.
I'm mostly Italian, and then. Just a little bit Norwegian because my grandfather was Norwegian. But that's why I'm tall, thankfully. So I have him to thank because he was tall as shit. And everyone, all the Italians are short. Like all the full Italians in my family are short, but he's tall. So that's where we got it. That's where I got my height from.
Oh. Hmm.
So I'm proud of my Norwegian part because I'm tall because of it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, See, and I can't be proud of my Hispanic heritage because
Why?
I can't eat Mexican food.
Because Trump hates them,
no,
and you love Trump.
I do love Trump, but I mean, like, I have nothing to like with other Mexicans. I can't eat spicy food.
You don't like Hispanic food. You don't like fajitas or quesadillas.
I love that stuff. I can't eat spicy stuff though.
Why?
I can't eat spicy.
Makes you poop.
No,
it's too hot for you.
It's too spicy for me. I can't do that. I can't speak Spanish. I look out of place whenever I go to Mexico. I have nothing to like with my Spanish brothers and sisters, but yet I'm lumped in with all of them.
And you want all of them to leave the United States, right?
Only the ones that are here illegally.
All right.
What?
Okay, Josh. Okay.
I was fully aware when I voted for Donald Trump that I might have to leave the country one day.
But you did it for the better of America.
I did it for the better of America. So eventually,
so if,
when my kids would be born from a white girl, because I only date white women,
uh-huh.
That eventually they would be able to stay.
and living a better life.
So if you could have all the Hispanic people leave, but it meant you had to leave, would you do it?
Yeah, I guess.
That's just so stupid.
And go and make America.
You can't
Mexico
be serious
great.
When
we
you say this.
Go make Mexico great.
You can't. How would it be great if you say Hispanic people suck?
I didn't say that.
Okay.
You're putting words in my mouth, Andrew.
You make no sense.
I'm putting words in my mouth.
You make no sense.
Putting words in my mouth,
you
Andrew.
Really make no sense, Josh.
I make tons of sense.
I don't know whether you're trolling me still with this Ryback shit. Is this like your... Is this another Ryback trolling job?
No. I never trolled about Ryback. I maybe have stretched a little bit of the truth on Ryback.
What about the other people that are here illegally? What about Canadians that are here illegally?
I think all people should leave illegally. If you're here illegally, you
Why?
Should leave.
Why?
Because you're taxing, you're making it worse on the rest of us. Healthcare and all that other stuff. Police have to police you different and all that type of stuff.
Police have to police you different?
Well, I mean, like, you know, find you people and all
right.
stuff.
Oh, why did we
wait,
get into
wait,
this?
Wait, wait, wait. So you think illegal people should stay here? You should just accept all the illegal people and just come on in.
Come on in.
Yeah, you see Donald Trump at the border of Canada just waving people in. Come on, you filthy Canadians.
I don't think he cares about the Canadians coming
okay,
in.
Okay, well, he goes down to the border of Mexico. Come on, you filthy Mexicans. Come on in.
Wow.
Is that what you're thinking?
It's just weird that you hate your own kind. You're a self-hating Mexican.
I don't hate my own kind.
Yeah. Welcome to What's Wrong with Josh Reese.
I shouldn't have to get lumped in with all the other Hispanic people just because I look brown.
You don't look brown. You are brown.
I know. I'm mainly white, though. I'm mostly white.
No, you're not. I mean, what, you're white on the inside?
Yeah, if you cut me, like, white stuff would come out.
That's because you have semen all in your veins because you're fucked up.
Whatever.
Let's move on. Please, fine. Can we move on?
Fine. I mean, I can go on politics all day
this
long.
This was so disturbing.
I mean, I'm...
Heel Josh.
I'm going to be on Booker's campaign staff eventually.
Heel Josh. Is that Booker's campaign to get rid of all the Mexicans?
No. I haven't decided what type of position I want in his campaign.
Uh-huh.
I think I want to be the Secretary of Defense.
Yeah? You think you'll get that?
I'm hoping for that.
Wow. Yeah? You confident on that?
I'm not confident. I think someone else will probably get the job.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, maybe like assistant communications director or something like that. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But I'm hoping for Secretary of Defense.
Okay. We'll look forward to that. Epic Burko, what was the best and worst pay-per-view of 2016?
Best pay-per-view.
Maybe Money in the Bank.
I thought SummerSlam was good.
Yeah, but it was the shittiest end. No, it can't be.
It had a bad ending.
Okay,
bad
there you go.
Just a bad ending.
When it's
ending,
a bad ending, it puts
good,
a sour
though.
Taste in your mouth.
Obviously not mine.
Yeah.
I thought.
And then Ambrose Ziggler was a disappointing because it was in the middle of... It was the world title match. It was the WWE Championship match. It's in the middle of the pay-per-view. And, like, clearly Ambrose and Ziggler didn't give a... They were like, fuck this. If you're going to put this in the middle...
Styles was so amazing, though.
But it was, like, the third time we've seen it.
Still, that was probably the best match.
Okay, that's a good match, but it says pay-per-view, the best pay-per-view. It has to take in the whole pay-per-view. Didn't they fight at Money in the Bank, or no?
They might have. Oh, man. That's
but
a,
Money in the Bank had
question.
Ambrose winning the... Winning the Money in the Bank briefcase.
That was certainly the best ending.
And then cashing it in on Rollins.
Certainly.
After Rollins beat Reigns.
Yeah, maybe Money in the Bank. But I wasn't a big fan of all those matches. I just loved the ending.
I don't really remember the other matches.
Exactly. I think maybe we should...
Who had the IC title?
We'll re-edit his question.
Who had the IC title then? Oh, The Miz, right? Yeah, it had to be
The Miz.
Yeah, The Miz had it all fucking year long. So, yeah, it was The Miz. He had it for a long time. I don't know who he fought.
We'll re-edit his question, and we'll say, what was the best match of...
No. He said...
Because, I mean, I can't think of
all... Just say Money in the Bank. That's fine. Worst pay-per-view? Oh, my God.
I actually didn't like WrestleMania. I thought that was the worst.
Really?
Yeah.
Battleground? I imagine Battleground probably sucked, right? Always sucks.
But like WrestleMania, I think like the only good match that I really enjoyed was the IC ladder match.
Wasn't TLC really bad? Oh, well, TLC had the Styles Ambrose match. That was great. But other than that, it was bad.
TLC was brutal. Yeah, because it had the Kalisto and Baron Corbin match.
Oh, God.
That was awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roadblock was bad, too. I don't know. That's tough.
Roadblock was bad. Yeah.
Oh, and then he says your least and favorite match of 2016. He also wants to know that.
Okay. Well, least favorite match is probably...
Kalisto, Baron Corbin.
No, probably Raymond.
Raymond. Oh, Reigns, Triple H.
Reigns, Triple H.
Yeah, for
sure. That was really bad.
Yeah.
You know what? Another dark horse contender for worst match of 2016, while it did have a good spot in it, I thought the Ambrose Asylum match with Jericho, I thought that wasn't as good as it should have been.
I didn't hate that.
I didn't hate it, but it wasn't as good as it should have been.
Mm.
I think it should have been a lot better, and it wasn't. But yeah, if you're going to go with Kalisto, I mean, if you're going to go with Triple H and
Reigns,
I'll go Kalisto and Corbin.
And then best match, you like Cena Styles?
I like Cena Styles.
I feel like I'm missing one that was like really great.
Well, the NXT matches, the tag team matches, those were great. But if we're just going main roster.
Main roster.
Lesnar and
no,
Lesnar and Goldberg.
No, yeah, fuck you.
Lesnar and Orton. Oh wow, he's had two horrible matches.
I mean, I'm sure I'm missing one. I remember like saying, "Oh, this is the match of the year," but I forgot what match it is.
Did you like Jericho and Styles?
Yeah, but I wouldn't say that was the best match. I think the women's triple threat at WrestleMania, I thought that was the best match of WrestleMania.
That was a good
one. The women's
one.
Triple threat.
Another one that the four-way elimination that we saw.
Right, but
that was good. But that
the match
like
was good, but it was really about what happened. It wasn't like the match, it was like the ending that was so great. So like all in all, it wasn't like the best match, it was just the best ending. Like it was just a great, you know, ending. Like the last 2 minutes.
Or what about when Ambrose won the belt?
But that was a 2 second match.
Yeah.
That was a 5 second match. That's not even a match.
Yeah.
It was 5 seconds. What are you talking about, you crazy lunatic?
Well, shit. I already said mine. You think of it, Andrew.
I mean, again, I'm missing it. I forgot. But like the Ambrose Styles TLC match was great.
That was really good.
So.
I liked the men's Survivor Series match.
The Mensa?
The men's Survivor Series match.
No.
I really liked that match.
No.
That was good.
No.
I like that. That's in my top five for sure.
James Ellsworth eliminated Braun Strowman.
Oh, James Ellsworth. You lucky dog. Do you think him and Carmella are fucking?
Who?
Carmella and James Ellsworth?
In real life? No. You don't know who's fucking Carmella?
No, who is?
It's Big Cass.
Oh, he's going to be pissed when he sees Ellsworth walking around with her.
Yeah.
You's walking around with my ladies?
You bitch.
I'm going to tear you's a new assholes.
Oh. Owen, Sami Zayn at Payback was great.
That was good.
That was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are you looking up some good matches?
Yeah.
Try to jog the old Andrew memory box.
Yep. Reigns versus Styles, Extreme Rules. No, I will not give one to Reigns. Sorry.
Well, Reigns had some good matches. I don't think that one was it. There was maybe it was a Raw where he had a really good match.
Yeah.
But he's had a few good matches.
Yeah.
I'm certain.
Well, let's see. This is Fox Sports top 10 matches.
Okay. Lay it on me.
Hold on. Honorable mention: Owens, Ambrose, Royal Rumble. These aren't the top 10. Okay. Hold on. All right. 10: AJ Styles, Roman Reigns, Extreme Rules. Number 9, Ambrose Triple H Roadblock. That's what's sad about it, is you could if you would have just had that be the main event of WrestleMania, you'd have a really good match.
Mm. Oh my God, Lesnar and Ambrose was at WrestleMania.
Biggest disappointing match. Most disappointing match of 2016 was that.
Yeah.
I was so excited for that match and it sucked balls.
That was awful. See, that's why WrestleMania wasn't that good.
Right. It was really just like
one good match.
It was really just like the moments, like Zack Ryder winning the title, winning the IC title, mm-hmm. like Shawn Michaels and Stone Cold's, you know, and Mick Foley coming out, and then The Rock and Cena. But like none of that was really those weren't matches.
No.
Sasha Banks, Charlotte, the Falls Count Anywhere. Number 7, AJ Styles, John Cena, Money in the Bank. Number 6,
yeah.
The WrestleMania Triple Threat with the women.
The women, that was good.
Fatal 4-Way Intercontinental Championship match, Extreme Rules. I don't even...
Oh, that was good. Yeah. Uh-huh. I remember that.
Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, Battleground. See, I don't know. Is it the Payback one or the Battleground one where Sami Zayn finally won?
I think the Battleground was when he won.
Okay, yeah. Then that's the one.
Yeah, that was the one where he did the where he kind of thought if he was going to double kick Owens.
Yes, and he did.
Yeah, and then he did.
Like, he caught him, like uh-huh. and you thought, oh, maybe he's giving him some compassion, and he's like, nope, he's just putting him back up there to kick him again.
Damn,
like,
that was watch some of these matches.
See, that's my best match right now. Okay. I think I said it then. Like, Ambrose Styles, that was really good, the TLC. Team Raw versus Team SmackDown, number 2.
I told you.
No, it was not.
You can go back and watch it. It was good.
No.
Just pretend... Just watch after Strowman gets eliminated. Start it there, and then watch afterwards. It was good.
A 5-on-5 match should not be like the best
sweet
match.
Sweet end to Andrew and tell him.
It had some spots,
good
like
match.
Shane getting his head knocked off. But fuck, I felt bad for Shane. And then their number one match is Cena Styles SummerSlam. I would give it to Owens Sami Zayn
because
that told a story. SummerSlam. That was like a classic match of what we used to get all the time, which was like wrestlers telling a story in the ring.
That was good.
That ending was so perfect.
Yeah.
That's my number one match. That's it!
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, both of us gave top 10 matches.
Casper Massey, what's your favorite drink?
I like Mexican Coke.
Mexican Coke, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I like the. Oh, but Mexicans made it. Are you sure you like it? I'm just kidding.
Well, they do a few good things.
Mexican Sprite.
Really?
Yeah. It has extra lime in it. Now when I get Sprite, I put more limes in it. It's better with more limes.
Interesting.
Yeah. I also love root beer, like IBC root beer, and. And if we're talking alcoholic, like a frozen margarita, yeah, that's a manly man drink, right?
I guess if we're doing alcoholic, I like just Smirnoff Ice. That's really manly.
Yeah, it's totally manly.
Puts hair on your chest, bitches.
Yeah.
Bitches.
Okay. Mark Furman, what kind of show would you like to see added to the WWE Network? Good Lord. How about removed from the WWE Network?
Like a random show?
Yeah.
Like our podcast, maybe?
That's it. Yeah, that's the answer.
I don't know. I haven't watched it yet, but I'd like to see the Breaking Ground stuff. I'd like to see, like, I'm a big fan of, like, reality TV and that type of stuff. And that's as real as it gets, pretty much.
Uh-huh.
Maybe something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have an answer for that right now.
Some type of real TV show where I get to, like, know more about the stars.
Yeah. No, Narendra Bond, what TV shows other than The Walking Dead do you watch? I suggest Westworld and Black Mirror. I'm actually going to start watching Westworld soon.
I need to start watching Westworld. I don't know about Black Mirror. It's on Netflix, right?
Me either. I don't know.
I don't know about that. But I've heard a lot of people say it's good, but it sounds creepy. So
Daredevil's, like, my favorite show right now.
Yeah.
I love Daredevil. Luke Cage and Jessica Jones are really good, too.
All the superhero stuff on Netflix.
Yeah. Stranger Things on Netflix was awesome.
I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, you got to watch that. Make that your next one. Mm. Seriously, it's awesome. I think it's like 8 episodes or something like that.
Well, he also didn't mention Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
Game of Thrones needs to be on your watch list.
I don't know.
What? You're not a Game of Thrones person?
No. I'm not a medieval guy.
Really?
I'm not really into medieval stuff.
Interesting.
But like you say, like, you know, he said, like, Narendra said Walking Dead, but I watched Walking Dead, but it's not even like close to being my favorite show anymore. Oh, Man Seeking Woman is hilarious.
That's on FX, right?
Yeah, that show is hilarious.
I haven't seen that, but
there was one episode where like this one girl's dating Santa Claus. It's so funny. It's so funny.
That's funny. I'm an It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia guy.
See, I never watched that. That's one I want to watch because I know it's funny.
It's on Netflix.
I also like Workaholics. Workaholics, though, is about to end. It has one season left.
Really? Workaholics is good, though.
Yeah, Workaholics is good.
I like that.
What else? That's all I can think of right now.
Yeah, there's good ones.
Definitely not Raw or SmackDown.
I think we gave enough good stuff. I do want to see the Netflix show that's going to come out on the wrestling. Remember we talked about that before?
What is that?
The women's wrestling.
Oh, right. They're bringing back WOW.
Glow.
Oh, Glow.
Glorious.
Oh, yeah.
Glorious Women of Wrestling? Something like that?
I don't think it's Glow. GL.
I'm dyslexic.
It's Glorious Ladies of Wrestling.
See?
No, see what? You were wrong.
I just had the wrong letter.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you not intimate enough?
Oh, shit. I can't remember.
Sean Reese. Or I guess, how do you say it? It's R-E-E-S. Is it Reese? Maybe, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So last week he asked about the world of sports wrestling in UK. He says, that was a promotion in the UK from the 60s to 80s. It was the biggest wrestling promotion. Everyone watched it. They were recently asked by some network in the UK to produce a show for 5 p.m. New Year's Eve. It's rumored to be the reason that WWE decided to create the UK title. Just wondering if you have any thoughts on that. I don't think that's the reason WWE decided to create the UK title. I don't think WWE really worries too much about these other promotions. Especially...
Yeah, I don't think so either.
You know...
Ooh, what's TNA going to do? Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, what are they going to do? Get 100,000 viewers? Wow.
Oh, they're going to start broadcasting on Monday? We got to start moving our shows to Thursday.
Yeah.
No.
That's what TNA does. They're like, oh, shit, SmackDown's on Tuesday now? Hey, guys, we're moving to Wednesday.
We're going to be
then
on
once
Saturday
NXT, then
midnight.
When NXT goes live, they're like, fuck, we're going to Thursday. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't think... Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think...
If WWE wanted to put TNA out of business, they can just add like have a live show on TV every day, and then TNA would have nothing to... No one would watch. You know what I mean? They would get nothing.
Maybe that's eventually what they're going to do with the 205 Live and... NXT and this European WWE thing.
I think they're just doing it to get
5 days a week.
They're just doing it to get more people interested in the network, and they don't even have to pay these guys that much to be like in one wrestling match. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then Jerry Yang says, my question is, why is this guy's question so long? Because Sean did write a lot. So
that was a lengthy question, yeah. At least a paragraph and a half.
Oh, yeah. Spencer Field, would Josh pay to see a Nia Jax and Braun Strowman sex tape?
No. Why the fuck would I want to watch another man fuck my woman?
But like, you watch porn, right? And there's hot girls in porn. You want to see them get banged since you can't do it yourself.
Yeah, but that's different. Like, this is a girl I, like, actively fawn over.
Okay.
I mean, like, my heart flutters.
Because it's going to happen, right?
I hope. It would.
Isn't she Hispanic?
I don't think so. I think she's Somalian.
Samoan,
excuse me.
Yeah.
I hope so. Like you know.
You hope so that Braun Strowman nails her?
No. You know, I hope that, you know, there's this one magic day where I'm, like, walking down the street, and she's walking down the street, and then, like, she drops her papers. Like, oh, hold on, let me help you pick these up. And then I help her pick these up, and, like, I'm picking up the papers, like, right now, you can hear. And then our eyes lock, and she goes, hey, you know what, thank you for helping me. I'm like, oh, no problem. Then I'll be like, hey, I was on my way to go get some coffee. You want to come? And she's like, yeah, you know what? I don't drink coffee, but we can go back to my apartment. And then from there, you know, we have a bunch of kids and we have family and we grow old together.
Who's getting pregnant, you or?
Her.
Oh, she's getting pregnant? Okay.
We grow old together and
yeah.
I die in her arms.
You'll die in her arms?
Yeah, you know, she's like. You know, like sleeping and like,
Okay. So you wouldn't pay for that sex tape?
No.
Not even a dollar?
No.
You wouldn't want to see it?
No.
You wouldn't want when Braun finishes, he's like, Braun!
That is awful.
I'm brooding all over you.
That is awful. No, I would never want to see that to my precious.
Okay. Brian Johnson, who are your top... He says, who are Josh's top five wrestlers right now?
Well, this is the one rare time where I can say it's not Ryback, because Ryback's not currently wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Current five top wrestlers. Okay, so we'll list them off in no particular order. No particular order. John Cena, AJ Styles, Kevin Owens, Chris Jericho, and number four.
You mean number five?
Number five. I'm going up. What am I, a WWE ref?
What'd you say, Cena, Styles?
Cena, Styles.
Jericho.
Jericho.
Kevin Owens.
Kevin Owens. And I'll go with Nia Jax.
Oh, my God.
What?
She's a good wrestler?
I think she's fantastic in the ring. For a lady her size,
it's fine to say, like,
she can pull off.
I mean, it's not fine, but, like, okay, you can say she's the best, like, she's, you know, you like her because she's good looking, but she's a better wrestler than, like, Sasha Banks or Charlotte.
Well, Charlotte's not, I mean, Sasha Banks isn't currently wrestling.
Sasha? Come on.
She's not currently wrestling.
What, 2 weeks ago?
I think she might be injured.
You're so dumb.
There's an exception right there.
Well, you didn't ask, but I'm going to give my top five anyway.
Well, no one gives a fuck about your top five,
I guess,
Andrew.
They don't. never mind. All right.
Go ahead. Grace us with a list of Andrew.
Oh, it's so tough because, like, are you talking about, like, to watch a match or just in general?
I just did in general.
Because then Jericho has to be on there because he's the fucking best thing on the show right now in terms of entertaining.
I put Jericho.
I know, yeah.
Is Nia Jax on your list?
No.
Oh.
Maybe worse wrestlers.
That's awful.
Uh-huh.
Don't you dare blaspheme my woman.
Again, in no order because I'm a pussy like Josh.
I was just listing them. It was a list of Josh.
I got...
Drank it in. Man.
Ambrose. All right, Ambrose, Rollins, Jericho, Kevin Owens, and then
Ziggler?
No.
Miz.
Maybe Miz.
Maurice?
Maybe it's Styles. Yeah, I guess Styles. I guess Styles, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They've certainly put on the best matches this year, those five.
Yeah.
They're littered throughout the top 10 on the best matches of the year.
Mm-hmm. Bobby Gonzalez.
Wait, you didn't mention John Cena, did you?
No, I didn't.
Wow.
No, I'm sorry. He's a decent wrestler, but I'm...
Decent? Andrew, I mean, I guess I can understand your Nia Jax hate, but I can't understand your blatant disregard for John Cena's greatness.
If it was top 10, then he might be in there.
That is disrespectful.
Top 10. I mean, then I'd have to go like Ziggler. I'm drawing a blank right now.
I'm more shocked and I'm stunned John Cena is not in your top five.
Okay.
He's great on the mic. He's a great wrestler.
He could be great on the mic if they let him change his character a little bit.
Did you not hear him? Did you
That's
not
passion.
Hear him?
Passion.
Hear him go heel all over AJ Styles? That was amazing.
All right, Bobby Gonzalez, how long should...
Because I'm John Cena.
Shut your mouth.
I'm John Cena.
Recognize. Bobby Gonzalez.
I wish you would drop a bitch in there.
Bobby Gonzalez says, how long should the glorious Bobby Roode hold the NXT title before making his way to the main roster?
I hope he does it the same night as...
Or the next day.
Yes.
He enters the Rumble with the NXT title.
Right? That would be amazing.
No, but really.
What's Bobby Roode doing here?
I don't know. Let him win at the Rumble. Let him retain it at the Orlando takeover. And then let him lose it after that and then debut at some point. Although I would love him to debut at the Rumble, but then he'd have to wait another year. You know?
Another year? For what?
For him to debut at the Rumble. He's not going to debut the next night. That's not happening at the Rumble.
If there was anybody that could, I think it would be him. I don't think anybody's done it yet.
No, they haven't done it.
Yeah.
I mean, like, won the championship and then debuted at the Rumble? No.
You don't think if there was anybody that could do it, you would agree that it would be Bobby Roode?
Yes.
Even like...
But they won't do it, is what I'm saying. They won't do it.
Why?
Because it's too good. It's too cool. No, they won't do it because he just won the title, and he needs. They want him to focus on the NXT stuff right now. But yeah, they should.
It'd well, I'm great. Actively hoping he brings it to him the very next day. Is it going to be in the same building?
No.
Where are they taping the NXT one?
I don't know. It's not the Alamo Dome, though.
Oh.
They don't get as big of a crowd as the Royal Rumble. Are you kidding?
Well, didn't they do the same one in Brooklyn?
Yes, but they didn't sell, like, they closed off, like,
sections
of it. Jason Dearham, who will end up with the most heel face turns, Big Show or Stephanie McMahon? I mean, Big Show has beat, you know, he's ahead by a mile. Stephanie's not even close.
I thought she was always a heel.
Pretty much, yeah.
When was she ever a face?
She's been, I mean, a long time. I think he just means because sometimes she acts like a face, but then, like, quickly goes back. So, Eon Northrop, who do you think will be the NXT champion before WrestleMania? Bobby Roode. Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be Bobby Roode for sure.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Ooh, this is random, but do you think Austin Aries could debut in the Rumble?
Because
he's not really on NXT taping anymore.
Maybe he's fucking injured. He's not back yet.
But he'll eventually be back.
Maybe, he eventually will be back.
Maybe
yes.
He just skips and just goes straight there.
He could. But again, like, okay, like, who belongs in the main roster right now? Austin Aries, Bobby Roode could go there. DIY, Joe. The Revival.
Joe.
Ty Dillinger.
Nakamura?
I guess in theory, he's over. He's over, yes. Right? Maybe not with us.
Asuka.
But he's over. Asuka.
Ember Moon. Is there one on Liv Morgan.
I mean, like, maybe we added some that shouldn't be there. But, like, they all could. They all have the wrestling ability, or at least they're over with the crowd enough. Mm-hmm. That's 10 people. You can't put all of them on the main roster. Then you have no one on NXT anymore.
No, I agree. I'm just saying, like, right now they have nothing for Austin. And they're doing fine without him.
I mean, I would
maybe
love...
he could just go straight to the main roster.
I would love DIY, The Revival, Bobby Roode, Samoa Joe, Ty Dillinger, them all to be... Austin Aries to all be on the main roster. But the fact is, they just can't right now.
I agree.
They need to get more talent.
Which is why we have Tino Sabatelli.
Because then once you bring them up on the main roster, then you can fire the shitty people like Baron Corbin. Although they won't. They love Baron Corbin for some fucking reason. Oh, right, because he's tall. But you could fire some other shitty people that no one cares about.
Mm.
You know, that might sound harsh, but I'd rather see them on TV than some of the crap we're seeing.
So. Agreed.
So anyways, that's all we got. Actually went a little long, yeah.
Oh, did we go long?
Yeah. I mean, it's over an hour, so.
Oh, hey! And you were worried.
Well, I just started reading off top 10 match lists that helped. We talked about all that. Until next time, I'm hoping this next NXT is building towards San Antonio, takeover San Antonio.
I'm sure it will be, though. I saw this. Did you want to know some of the matches that are going to be on next week, or do you want to be surprised?
Sure, you could tell me. Okay. Just don't spoil the ending, I guess.
No, I didn't see the ending, but I
think they already taped all of them.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
I just saw, like, what was supposed to air next week, I guess, or... Hold on one second.
Because I think they said Chris Hero's return is going to be, like in a couple weeks on NXT, so I don't know. I think they taped a few weeks in advance already.
Okay. Oh, shit. I clicked the wrong link.
Okay, so you don't have it?
One second, Josh? 1 second, motherfucker.
Oh, 1 second. Okay, cool. Let's just have some dead air for a while here. Let me turn off both the mics.
Dead air. That's what it sounds like in a radio station, actually. Actually, they don't have those alarms anymore.
Come on.
One second. I'm clicking as fast as I can. As fast as my little fat
fingers. Does it matter? Is it even a big deal?
Yeah, it actually is a big deal.
Oh.
So, bam. Because Asuka's supposed to return next week.
Asuka.
Whatever her name is.
Uh-huh.
She's supposed to return next week. And then
that's not a match.
We finally get a championship match. Would you like to know whose championship match is going next week?
Well, there's only three to choose from.
I remember Asuka's going to be on TV next week.
Uh-huh. So what? It's Nakamura or something?
No.
Who? Oh, DIY Revival.
Yep, they're fighting next week.
That's the final one, yeah.
Where else? DIY Revival plus Asuka is supposed to come back.
And yeah, but will she be back or will she just do a backstage interview?
It could be just a backstage interview.
They've done that before.
Yeah, and apparently, I guess, the taping, all the stuff is going to be going towards San Antonio. So it looks like we're finally back live.
I still think Asuka's fighting all three women at TakeOver San Antonio. Like, it's going to be like...
That would be interesting.
Liv Morgan, like, you know, three of the women either...
I don't think they could put Ember Moon in that match, though.
No?
No.
Well, so then it'll be Liv Morgan, Peyton Royce, and Billie Kay?
Or maybe they just find another lady instead of Peyton Royce. And Peyton Royce fucks, you know...
She fucks who?
She ends up distracting someone, but maybe they put, like,
stupid
Catwoman
in there. They'll put Peyton Royce and Billie Kay because they'll be like, oh, look, they have an advantage because they're BFFs.
Well,
and
yeah,
they scissor together,
maybe.
And then they...
Allegedly, they scissor together.
Okay, fine. But no, they do. So anyways, until next week, make sure you subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and give us a 5-star review. You can also listen to the show on YouTube and check out our WWE Bad Lip Reading videos at youtube.com/ShaftedCinemaPisano. And you can check out our website, which has memes of the week, bios, and every recap. Just go to whatswrongwithwwe.com. And please donate to us on patreon.com/whatswrongwithwwe. If every fan could just donate $1, that would be great. It would be awesome. And you rock. Also, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Vine and Instagram at What's Wrong WWE. You could also follow me on Twitter at Andrew Pisano, and Josh is at Mr. Joshua.
You know what? I'm a little bit offended that...
Why are you offended?
I'm going to tell you, Andrew. I'm a little bit offended that no one ever gives us a review, this podcast, a review on iTunes. Why do they always just review the main roster podcast?
Oh my God.
I think we're just as great as the main roster.
Yeah, I think you've been mentioned in reviews before.
Not just me specifically, but I'd love someone to say, you know what, that NXT recap is a hell of a recap.
They don't say either one. They just say the podcast is great.
Well, I want specification. I want people out there to say that the NXT podcast is the greatest thing on earth.
Becoming a greedy asshole, Josh. I'm just asking for $1 from every fan.
Yeah, you're asking for money. I'm just asking for someone to take 3 minutes out of their day and write a lovely...
Hey, it only takes 1 minute to donate $1.
Just a lovely, glowing review sharing how much they love the gift of Josh.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, do that for
Drink
Josh.
Drink it
please.
In, fans.
Oh gosh, you're gonna inspire some backlash here. But you always do every week. So, although hey, there were no Caesar pizza questions this week. Maybe they ran out of
Thank God.
Little Caesar pizza questions.
I think I got through to fans though. I tried to tell them that, you know what, I am much more of a person than someone that just eats Little Caesars. And it's not like I fucking sit and eat Little Caesars all day long.
Well, no, you eat Little Caesars like, and you jerk off to Ryback. That's how they see you.
That is, I jerk off to Nia Jax. That's a difference.
You jerk off to Ryback banging Nia Jax.
No, I cannot see that. No, that would hurt my heart too much.
Give me more.
No. That would hurt my heart. No.
It would?
It would hurt my
heart. So anyone banging Nia Jax?
Yeah.
So to you, she's a virgin. In your mind, she's a virgin?
I think she is.
Okay. She's a monster.
She's a virgin.
So
she's a virgin, virgin. I don't know. I can't do the rest of the lyrics.
So I want to just say, so a lot of fans have been asking for merchandise lately.
Okay.
Which is awesome.
They want a Nia Jax shirt?
No, we can't sell that. But we also can't sell merchandise like T-shirts with WWE's logo on it, which is what our podcast is called. It's what it's on the logo. Like our podcast logo says, "What's wrong with WWE?" with the WWE logo on it. So, if we did that, you know, WWE would eventually go after us. So, you know, and plus, T-shirt companies won't print them. That's the other problem. So, like, unless I make T-shirts myself,
well,
that's an issue.
That we can do.
What? No, we can't. I'm not doing that.
Why not?
I don't have the time to print my own T-shirts. Are you crazy?
Well, not like, you know, we just take them to a print shop.
Yeah, but they won't do that.
Or maybe we do, like, a QR code or something like that.
No, but it doesn't matter. So, like, yeah, we could print them ourselves, but still, we'll eventually get in trouble for selling with the WWE logo on it. That's illegal. It's illegal.
It's only legal until they tell us to stop.
Okay. I don't want to go there because it's like delaying the inevitable. Eventually, we're going to have to do it. So, I put this message on Facebook and Twitter if you've seen it, but I think we're gonna be changing the name of the podcast probably as soon as, you know, Monday or Tuesday. But
to Josh Reese is Awesome podcast?
To Josh Reese is Awesome. I think we're just going to call it Little Caesars and Ryback. Or Feed Me More Little Caesars Pizza.
I wouldn't be opposed to that.
That's what it's going to be called. No.
No, you know what? We need to name this the Nia Jax Love Podcast. That way she'll have to watch and listen.
Uh-huh.
Because she'll think it's all about her. And she'll what's this podcast about?
I wouldn't want her to listen because I've bashed her too much. I'd actually feel bad if she heard it.
Well, then she would be like, who's this sexy guy with this sexy voice that's always defending me?
Yeah. Anyways, so if you bought a shirt in the past when we did it on Booster, I don't want to do it on Booster because that was kind of a pain in the ass. And if you bought a t-shirt on Booster, you know, Booster wouldn't print the WWE logo just like no company would. So we had to make it What's Wrong with Wrestling. So, and I forgot how many people bought a shirt, but a lot of people, you know, we had like, a good amount.
50.
30? No, it was like 30 something. But again, thank you to people that bought those shirts, but it said, What's Wrong with Wrestling? Mm-hmm. And that's an easy transition from What's Wrong with WWE to What's Wrong with Wrestling. We still got the four W's in there, although I guess it was five, but really.
Wasn't there a famous YouTube channel called, like, What's Wrong with Wrestling or something like that?
Not that I know of.
No, or it's Wrestling, Behind Wrestling or something like that?
What?
Y'all guys always talk about it. It's the Max Landis guy.
No. That's Wrestling Isn't Wrestling.
Oh, Wrestling Isn't Wrestling.
Come on, man.
I knew it was wrestling something.
So,
he doesn't say WWE, he says wrestling.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to help you out, brother. Brother.
But he wasn't even selling anything. Anyways, so, yeah, I think we're going to change it to What's Wrong with Wrestling. That way we could sell the t-shirts without after worrying about WWE. And even in the future, when this podcast gets bigger, you know, we don't, it's just, it's just easier that way. And then, anyways, if you heard the story about the WWE bad lip reading videos that Joe and I did, when we put it on YouTube, it got to 1 million hits. WWE said they wanted to sign us to a contract to make content for them. Then it didn't work out because their lawyers wouldn't approve it. And then they took our video off YouTube because it was called WWE bad lip reading and we used their videos and stuff like that. But I eventually got it back on YouTube and it hasn't been taken down yet for a while. So, but still, it's a pain in the ass. So this way it'll be easier, you know, more generic title, and meaning like it's more of our own thing. So it should be good. You know, it's not that really that big a deal. It's still going to be the same podcast.
Oh, man.
What?
TJ Yates is now the backup quarterback for Miami. Or no, I guess, is he the quarterback for Miami?
What, now? Is he playing?
It looks like Matt Moore just got destroyed.
Oh.
TJ Yates is going to win a quarterback and win a game.
Well, Pittsburgh. No, he's not. He's not going to win a game.
TJ Yates won a game for the Texans.
Pittsburgh is up 20-3. Thanks for interrupting my whole state of the podcast, Josh.
No one cares.
No one cares. Well, okay. So anyways, we're going to have some t-shirts coming out soon. I just talked to like What a Maneuver and they said that they're excited, so I think maybe we'll get them on that. That's another t-shirt company. Like, we want to get on Pro Wrestling Tees eventually, but they require 5,000 Twitter followers. So again, if every fan would just follow us on Twitter at What's Wrong WWE, then it'll even get there faster. But also the t-shirts will be cheaper on like their websites because they print them and sell them for us. But yeah, I think What a Maneuver says that.
Oh, we're still like 4,000 away from 5,000.
3,500 or 3,400.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Wait,
stupid.
Wait. So if you have 5,000 followers, then they print them for free?
No, they print them. They take most of the profit because they're making the t-shirts, and then they give some of it to us.
Well,
that's how it works.
What the fuck do they care if you have less than 5,000?
Because they want to make sure that it's worth their time.
I guess I don't understand.
Josh is very confused. I
don't understand.
I should have muted Josh's mic when I started this.
Yeah, go ahead and mute my mic. I'm just going to ramble for another 5 minutes.
So, anyways, I don't even know where I am anymore, Josh. You really fucked me on this. hopefully we'll get those t-shirts up soon. Like, I just made a design, and it was,
Wait, are we live changing our name right now?
No, probably by the next podcast, by the Raw and SmackDown, it'll be What's Wrong with Wrestling.
Ooh, let's test out some new names.
Because the logo's being made by John David Guerra right now. He's changing it all up for us. It should be ready by, like, Monday or Tuesday, so.
I like What's Wrong with what's wrong with wrestle?
Wrestle?
Wrestle. Wrestling. Wrestling.
No.
What's wrong with wrestling?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, tweet in if
this isn't a Turner broadcast podcast, okay?
Wrestling. Okay.
No.
What do you got better than wrestling?
I just told you what it is. It's what's wrong with wrestling. Oh. It's an easy transition.
I like wrestling.
Okay. You like wrestling.
Yeah. I think we should have a Twitter vote.
No.
I think so.
No.
Don't I get a vote, Andrew?
No.
I'm a sixth of this podcast.
What?
A sixth of this total podcast?
A sixth?
A sixth. Eric, Andrew, because you get two because you're on two podcasts.
Oh,
Joe
I see.
And Eric, and then me, so I'm like a fourth, a fifth, a sixth.
Oh, gosh. Anyways.
I should get a vote, goddammit.
Okay. We'll see you guys next week on What's Wrong With
Wrestling.
WWE or What's Wrong With Wrestling.
Wrestling.
But certainly not What's Wrong With Wrestling.
Wrestling.
That I can assure you.
Wrestling!
See you later, guys.